There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Is he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Healing happens on many levels here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, including, legal healing. I don't know if that's kind of a weird thing to say, but someone who's helping people heal on the legal level, protecting them from vaccine mandates. Well, you know her. We've had her on before. It's been a while. Patricia Finn, Patty Finn from New York City. We love Patty. Welcome back.
Oh, thank you. Glad to be here.
Because it's good to give you a big hug here at Autism One and the work you're doing. I think people are giving you the vitamin L, are they not?
Oh, they are. Everybody's been very kind and supportive, and I'm really overwhelmed by the kindness. So thank you. Thank you.
Well, remind me, Patty, of how we first connected, because you had quite a story, a lot of things going on. I think my audience would like to hear that backstory if they remember you the first time, and new people might go, who is this Patty Finn? What is she all about?
Well, when we met, I was in a heap of trouble, and I came under the microscope because of the work that I was doing involving vaccine injuries and vaccine rights. I am a civil rights attorney, and I've been very aggressive in litigating the rights of Americans to refuse mandatory vaccines. So at the time we met, I was facing some interesting licensing issues that fortunately I was able to overcome.
But I remember the time. I mean, they were literally not one thing, but attacking you from almost all sides. I mean,
yes.
And you were standing up for the little guy, the little gal who was saying, we don't want these vaccines. And the fact that you took these clients on and you took them almost as a mission, I guess, it really frightened the establishment some way.
Well, they must have been because, yes, they were very aggressive. They even came to my house. There were investigators sent to my house looking for me when I was at the parental rights rally in West Virginia. And,
We were talking at that time.
And they scared my kids, because so many people had been dispatched, to my office and my home to intimidate us. And that particular day, I wasn't there. Mm. So it was scary, but praise God, we've overcome, and we are absolutely on the drive.
You were practically living in a van down by the river, right? Remember that? It was rough. I mean, I don't think I realized how serious. I mean, I knew it was rough at that point. So tell me what was the evolution in a short time? How you got out of that mess? At what point? What was the turning point? What do you think was happening there? I know we acknowledge the Creator in all of these things, but
What happened? I was ruffling feathers, the work I was doing, and honestly, I didn't realize how I was impacting or fighting pharma. I didn't even know the community existed that you're a part of, and you were one of the first people that came to my aid because you helped me get the message out, and then all of a sudden I realized I wasn't alone. And they had been stalking me right and left with charges here, charges there, and it was eating up all my time, all my resources, and it seriously impacted our work. So eventually justice prevailed, and, you know, and I beat them back, and I beat them hard.
But do you think that, you know, talking about the First Amendment, this is like, we push the First Amendment for all it's worth here. We're not a controlled media. We're not owned or bought by Big Pharma or anything like that. And we speak out about that. The coverage of your case, how do you feel that impacted your ability to finally mount a defense against all the attacks so that they would back down?
Well, it was wonderful because, you know, there were a lot of angry parents that I represented. I represent probably 5,000 families regarding their rights to refuse vaccines. And, you know, they really came to my aid. They rallied behind me. And, you know, people like Andy Wakefield had gone before me, and I it was sad what happened with Andy, but I actually benefited from, you know, unfortunately his suffering, because the community had rallied behind Andy. And then when I got in trouble, everybody was organized and they mobilized for me. But I know some of the people that have gone before me, it wasn't as easy. I know being a lawyer is easier than being a doctor in terms of defending your license. And when I finally did get in front of a judiciary panel, you know, I was completely exonerated of everything, you know, at the tune of, you know, over $1 million and a near destruction of the firm. But, you know, we're back now. I have five dedicated staff members, lawyers, paralegals, people working for me, and we're on the move.
No shortage of people to defend with all of the push on these vaccine mandates without exemption, the states that are pushing it, a federal legislation maybe coming through. This is a time where you will not have any rest unless you get more folks to help you in this journey to protect us all in this case.
Well, you know, you'd be surprised how your show in particular has helped galvanize the community. I am definitely not alone. There are many, many lawyers helping me. There are doctors and scientists all over the world. The financial support poured in the door to support Mary's rights. I would encourage people to go to her website, and, you know, if you donate a dollar, just...
What is the website for everybody?
It's www.supportmarysrights.com, and Mary is a little girl from New York City who was denied an exemption, and her doctors had indicated that she cannot be vaccinated. She'd be seriously, if not fatally, injured, yet the city of New York denied her exemption.
Was it because of that quota?
That quota was a big part of it.
Yeah, that was so weird.
Yeah, very weird. But it was in part, too, because of her mom has both medical and religious beliefs. And, you know, a lot of municipalities or school districts say, oh, you can't have both. And, of course, people have both. It's ridiculous to assume they don't. So Mary's case is on its way to the Supreme Court. And we'll be
New
filing.
York State Supreme
no,
Court?
No, United States.
United States Supreme Court. Wow.
Yeah, we brought it up from the district court. We were in the Second Circuit Court of Appeals, and they've sustained the lower court. And basically, in a one-paragraph decision, the district court denied Mary's case and said, oh, sorry, you know, we can't review this. The police power to vaccinate is too well established, and I'm not going to hear the case. And, you know, the judge was a wonderful judge. I was a little surprised about the decision, but we needed to lose to get to the Supreme Court, and that is how it goes. So
right, right.
We're ready. We're ready now.
Ready to rock it. Okay. Well, Patty, how do people find you on the web? What's your website?
Well, it's PatriciaFinnAttorney.com, and I'm on Facebook. I'm Patricia Finn, the health lawyer, and on Twitter and all those other great things. I would encourage anybody, if you could, to go to my Facebook page and give it a like, because that expands the message.
Mm-hmm.
The more followers I have, the more the wider my message is spread. And I have a pretty massive following for a lawyer. Nobody likes attorneys, but
well,
apparently...
Well, your message is good. You know, it's the funny joke, of course. You know, you don't like attorneys except your own until they screw you. But, you really are on a mission. You have a passion for this. You told me a story about your sons off the air about how they really respond. respected what you did. I don't know how much they knew of what you did, but tell everybody what they said to you when you were growing up.
That's really nice of you to bring that up. But yes, my children do not have autism. But a few years ago, my little one said to me, you know, Mom, we're going to be really, really good, so you can help all those other kids out there that you're working for. And that, you know, I was really moved by that, because, you know, having a child with autism is hard. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt. You know, but I think it's worse to have a child who's mean to another child with a disability. And so, you know, fortunately, my kids were very sensitive and
well
behaved.
Well, you taught them compassion, no doubt, and that's very impressive. Now, there are a few attorneys here that I've met. Some, I know already, like Alan Phillips, doing mm-hmm. great work. My good friend Jonathan Eamward, in D.C., works against the FDA, the FTC, bureaucratic oligarchy, freedom of speech issues as well, not so much vaccine issues, but also freedom to access medical care that's unapproved, for instance. How have you interacted with the growing number of lawyers that are now coming into this phase of understanding of the government tyranny, medical tyranny, and how we can protect the people?
Well, you know, it's interesting. We really all do work together. There's very little antagonistic or competition, you know, and I think it's because the people that are involved here are really doing it for the good of others. Mm-hmm. And it's never really about money, because there is no money in this business.
This is not like corporate law where you're getting big, cushy, you know, whatever. So, I mean, the people often can hardly afford to pay the bills. And, you know, some, like in with Mary's case, they're pleading for help from others to be able to carry these things through. You have to have a heart that just, it hurts if you don't do this. I mean, because it's more than, as you said, about money. This is much more.
Oh, it's far more. You know, but we've been creative, you know, and there's been some very generous benefactors that have helped us along the way. And mm-hmm. and in my firm, what makes me a little different is that I do both sides. And there's usually lawyers that do injuries, and then there's lawyers that do exemptions. And I do both. Mm-hmm. And I litigate the exemptions that are denied. But what we do is when we get money for an injury case, we use it to pay for the civil rights case. And it's kind of horrible blood money anyway. You know, any award from the vaccine court, it's just, you know, we put it to a good use, a great use. Mm-hmm. So that's how we've managed to do this. And not only Mary's case, but next, in about 2 weeks, we're going to sue Merck under the Vaccine Act in a case called Doe v. Merck. And that's a very important case. We're going after them for the fraud.
All right, stand by. Can you stick around one more segment?
Yes, sir.
All right, this is breaking news here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Merck's got another thing coming. Good news here. Patricia Finn, attorney.com. We have that linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com from Autism One. We'll be back with more powerful healing on a legal level as well.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we've got Patricia Finn doing great work in protecting the exemptions that are ours by, I believe, our birthright, well beyond any legal constructs. But again, we're dealing with man-made scenarios, which are artificial, very much artificial, and also the vaccine injury issues that we talk about here at Autism One. Patty, you just mentioned a pending suit or about to be launched against Merck. What is the basis for this again? Well, help us understand where this strategically is going, and maybe if somebody wants to support it.
Well, I can't tell you how.
Oh, man.
How thrilled we are to be able to go after them.
Yes, I'm teasing.
And you know, there's a lot of laws protecting the pharmaceutical companies, and it's this ridiculous theory that they need protection or else they're going to leave the vaccine market. And that's a joke, because it takes pennies to make a vaccine, and it's so incredibly profitable. Nobody needs no fault liability or
yeah, but the incentive to create a safe product when there's no liability for an unsafe product, I mean, come on.
Right.
Who's going to invest the money in it?
Well, indeed, and the Vaccine Act has been very troubling. However, I mentioned that there are a lot of lawyers looking at this very closely, and there is a provision in the Vaccine Act that allows you to go out, you know, to sue Merck for fraud. And, you know, we believe we have a conspiracy here between high-ranking officials at the CDC and Merck scientists and doctors, and it began at Simpson Wood, as Bobby Kennedy wrote about in his book. And you need only look at that transcript, and you see it was the beginning of a scheme, an illegal scheme, to conceal from the public the ill effects of the MMR, and in particular the thimerosal. And it goes on that CDC, you know, Dr. Thompson admitted that they falsified the data in the Atlanta studies. Judy Gerberding was supervising Dr. Thompson. She was also supervising Paul Thorsen, who was indicted for stealing
money. There's a lot. Yes. If you could tie it all together, it's going to be ugly for
Merck.
Yeah.
Well, we have. Right. And then, of course, you know, there's Hannah Poehling's case where the government's own experts
determined that the vaccine indeed had resulted in autism.
That's right.
And she was compensated through the program.
Right. And then in the Court of Appeals, the appeals court asked the lawyers for the Department of Justice at the time, is there any evidence linking vaccines to autism? And the transcripts show they said no, and that's completely
They're very
not true.
Good at lying. They're the Justice Department. It's just us. That's what it really means.
So we're good to go. You know, we're out.
Right.
We're out for justice.
Good, good.
And you know, we're trying to organize people to, you know, spend a dollar to support Mary's rights, and mm-hmm. and it's really a nominal amount, but it's a way to get involved. And
yeah.
it's very similar to the March of Dimes. In the 1950s, you know, the government was very effective in organizing people to support the polio
vaccine.
A little
bit, yeah.
And, you know, now we're coming in on the other side and saying, well, let's get together, you know, send a dollar to support Mary's rights and, you know, try to galvanize people the same way. People are aggravated, they're frustrated, and they want it to end. And now your exemption are being pared back.
Right.
It's
so
a very scary time.
We got less than a minute to go here. Is there any perspective that people should have to prevent from getting into that exemption mess besides move out of New York?
Well, you know, New York still allows exemptions, and the majority of the ones that I do are granted. Although, you know, I can't promise anyone. I would say that you probably, at this point, should hire an attorney if you need one. Should be very limited in the things that you say to school officials and to other people.
Mm-hmm.
Limited even in your communications with your doctor
right.
regarding your beliefs, because those records could end up in litigation. But, you know, truth prevails, and if you're asserting a religious exemption and you truly believe that it is your faith, then you have to hold on to that and not waver.
Once again, the idea of a religious belief, there being a litmus test for it in terms of participation in a synagogue, mosque, or church, I thought the Supreme Court had already ruled that these were personally held, deeply held convictions, not necessarily a membership litmus.
Well, actually, the Supreme Court has been misinterpreted by the Second and the Fourth Circuits, where they've said that Jacobson,
right.
the gold standard here, that Jacobson strongly suggests there is no religious exemption, and that's completely
untrue.
That's where we're going with Mary's
case. Patty, God bless you. I love you so much for what you're doing. I'm so glad we were able to help in any little way we could. Everybody want to support her, go check her out. We've got her linked up in the Facebook page and her website at robertscottbell.com. Patty, thanks for being with me here at Autism One.
Thank you, and I love you too. Thank you so much.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you suffering from EP?
The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is a nationwide announcement for consumers owing back taxes to the IRS. The slowdown in the U.S. economy has forced renewed action by the Internal Revenue Service. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlement amounts from qualifying consumers who owe back taxes. If you're eligible, your back tax settlement may be discounted by thousands of dollars. A specially assigned national hotline has been directly routed to Defense Tax Group. Consumers may now call and check their eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Financial stability is a major priority during this slow economy, so your advice to dial this national hotline number now. 800-678-4191. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, you may now find significant relief. You could save thousands of dollars if you qualify. Call now and get free vital information and to check your eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Call the Defense Tax Group now. 800-678-4191. That's 800-678-4191. 800-678-4191.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, it's turning into the Powerful Women Hour this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We've got another one. She's terrific. She's been on before here at Autism One a year ago, Tammy Goldstein. She's also the author of Coming Through the Fog. And this was about your journey with your daughter.
Correct.
With injury,
that
right?
is correct.
And we've been having a lot of fun behind the scenes. People, we're not going to tell everybody about that.
Okay.
You're just a wild one out there. We had some nice dinners at the farm-to-table place. And watching you behind the wheel, I can tell you're from, where are you, from Jersey or something?
I'm Jersey.
Yeah, it's Jersey, of course. But she's great. Great. Tammy, you really, if somebody, is coming after you or a child or something, or saying you have to mandate and you have to get a shot, you don't take kindly to that kind of thing.
I don't. I am a mother of a child who was vaccine injured. Unlike other children who they get a vaccine or two and they flip into severe autism, Heather's now 28. So when we started 87 when she was born, there were significantly less vaccines. But each vaccine was created some different health issue for her. So first she lost her eye contact. Then she stopped engaging with people. Then her immune system crashed. Then she developed severe allergies. She had a little body tick that would ultimately develop into 40 seizures a day that she had no control over. Systemic rashes, severe environmental and food allergies. And for Heather, the progression was such that she would have shutdown of up to 5 days where she couldn't walk or talk. 157 IQ, honor roll student, and she'd be in a fetal position in the corner.
Oh, my goodness. Now, you had to come through a lot to figure out a way to help her and get her the help she needed.
I did. I spent 8 years trying to figure out these unusual behaviors and mental health issues and medical issues with her, and they all seem to be connected, but the way the medical industry works, you know, they piecemeal it, and they're not looking at the greater picture. 8 years of traditional Western medicine made her significantly worse, and every doctor added more medications and different medications, and I was begging for new answers, and when I questioned doctors, they would dismiss me. So I quit my job, and I researched autism literally across the country. And there weren't these beautiful seminars and conferences that they are now. And as luck would have it, I lived in 9 states. I met with doctors and therapists and parents, and what are you doing for your child, and what's making a difference? And what spoke to me, I came back to the Midwest, and I hunted for those therapists in my area. I live in a state, in a county, that doesn't recognize autism as a developmental disability. Of the top 10 supports for autism right now, there is not one available in the county I live in.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you're tenacious in defense of your child and recovery of your child as well. And now I see you almost like a warrior, too, in terms of teaching others and speaking out on these issues and really maybe perhaps providing strategy, but certainly background, detailed information to justify, for instance, to politicians who are trying to remove exemptions, philosophical, religious to exemptions to vaccines, why that's not a good idea, not just because it's your opinion.
The science stands up for itself. And when I started questioning about vaccines and really was very dismissed by Western medicine doctors, I started doing my own research. And I'm sure you're familiar with Dr. Andy Wakefield. And I actually started writing to him when he started going through what he was dealing with the Lancet report, asking him about the vaccines and what's going on. Now I've become very, very vocal. The last vaccine my daughter got was a hepatitis shot. There was no denying that what that did to her was so insidious. We needed to do something else, and I'm very vocal about it. I'm Jewish. My family survived the Holocaust. They did not survive the Holocaust, so that in 2015, I would be mandated to take medical procedures that can cause injury and harm to myself or my children. It is my body and my rules, and I am providing whatever information I can to parents. I've just finished writing a kind of an informational piece that I'm in the process of copywriting that gives parents that information, what the debate is. It gives them the resources to access, and it gives them a tool to use for their their doctors, mm-hmm. Other family members about why you're questioning those vaccines.
Now, it's interesting, after all of these years, you mentioned the Holocaust, surviving it, and then coming to America, and in 2015, having to defend against a violation of your right not to be medically assaulted or experimented upon. And, we're having to remind these politicians about the Nuremberg Code.
It appalls me. And every single politician that is pushing for mandatory vaccines, if you look at where their money's coming from, it is coming from vaccine manufacturers. They're getting millions of dollars to mandate and push through legislation to force this issue. And they're going to kill this country. We're at 1 in 50 now for mm-hmm. autism. 2025, 1 in 2. Nobody yeah. won't know a child with autism. And if the average rate to bring a child to functioning recovery right now is $70,000 a year, our schools legally discriminate against these children. Who's going to support them?
Right. Well, that's the thing.
When they graduate high school.
They're aging out of the school systems now and going in and unable, to do things that we would expect of normal adults. So this is a tragedy, obviously, on a family basis, but on a societal basis, it could be the ultimate destruction of the economy.
It will
it could
be
break
the ultimate.
It'll
it
break
will
it.
Break it.
Yeah. This is fascinating, the discussion here with you. It's not the happiest of topics, but I think we need to fight at this point again for our rights to say no, and of course for rights to have the freedom to say yes to other things that are unapproved by the government. America, of all places, you have to ask permission of the government to heal naturally.
Yeah.
This is kind of, for me, it's always been an outrage ever since I learned about a thing called the Bill of Rights of the Constitution, recognizing that the government didn't grant us any rights, but it was literally written to protect the rights that were ours by virtue of our birth from a creator that was far beyond the government.
Right. Right.
Where did that go?
I don't know. It's appalling.
Yeah.
And it's appalling to know that a million children with autism graduate from high school a year, and we're not only not educating them, would you like me to go into the whole educational conflict here?
Sure, yeah.
Because here's the reality. The educational definition of autism is different than the medical. School districts are not required to use current evaluation tools or follow doctor recommendations. Now, when mainstream education and special education merged in the 80s, mm-hmm. each state needed to come up to federal criteria. They would get a reimbursement amount, and they would be able to provide these services. What the educational domain has done is, even for your medically licensed staff, they have decided what aspect is medical, what aspect is educational. Heather is a perfect example of a child that, without the supports in school when she needed them, she would deteriorate to missing 75 days of school a year, only able to sustain 3.5 hours in the school environment, and shut down of up to 5 days where she couldn't walk or talk. As long as she passed the required educational testing, she was not able to access any supports. It undermined the therapies we were providing,
mm-hmm.
and it could have been the difference between functioning recovery or not had I not thought outside the box,
right.
became the warrior that I am,
mm-hmm.
and found a way to get around that. And I wrote Coming Through the Fog in the hopes to enlighten parents
right.
about what they're dealing with and what they're up against.
By the way, the book is available. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. What's your direct website too, Tammy? We want to make sure everybody can see
www.comingthroughthefog.com.
All right. So the title of the book, comingthroughthefog.com. Another irony here, going back to the Holocaust, is that we're dealing with Merck, GSK, Pfizer. All of these things are actually what we call the demon spawn. I call the demon spawn of IG Farben. IG Farben out of Nazi Germany, were these, this pharmaceutical conglomerate that was broken up after World War II when the Germans lost, but it carries the lineage of the atrocities, and they're being visited upon, you know, the Western world and much of the underdeveloped world, if it's called that, via vaccination or other drugs or drug therapies, because there is no definitive need for any of the synthetic chemicals they put in a drug any more than the heavy metals and aborted fetal tissue and other nasties that are in a vaccine. There's no established need for any of those things.
There's also not appropriate testing done. So if you think in 1983, the recommendation was 23 shots of seven vaccines as a child.
Right.
The recommendation now, 118 shots between the day of birth and the age of 18. No studies have been done when we're giving nine shots. A six-month-old gets nine shots, some of them multiple shots with multiple live virus at once.
Yeah. And the double-blind, placebo-controlled studies...
Not double blind. Look at the Gardasil.
Yeah.
The control group was actually injected with the amounts of aluminum and ethyl mercury that are in the vaccine.
That is exactly what we talked about with Dr. Exley from England. He said that the placebo wasn't the placebo. It had aluminum in it.
Right.
What is that?
Well, and here's what you get. When you ask about it, they will give you a CDC pharmaceutical company propaganda paper that says that the side effects in those that were vaccinated were no different than in the control group. Well, when you're injecting the control group with the same things that are hurting, there are
no
differences.
Control groups, no.
Right.
That's why, you know, if we talk about the science being on our side, it is, although I have a hard time saying the science anymore, because unless you really dig, you don't even know what's real. There's so much garbage being put out there in the peer-reviewed literature that is established and then made something that it isn't.
Right.
And it's very dangerous what we're dealing with. You know, your daughter is one of many that have been harmed by it, but God bless you for doing what you've done, not only for her, but you've written this book, and you're out there as a warrior mom, if you will,
yes,
and helping others to do it, and I appreciate you so much. You know that.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, and it's only tip of the iceberg with Tammy. There's a lot more to learn about her, but go check it out, comingthroughthefog.com. Tammy Goldstein, always good to see you.
Good to see you, too. Thank you.
All right, back to wrap it up after this.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Grow Box. And the best part is, I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website, foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
It's Katie Armour's 15% off sale now through Memorial Day. All Katie Armour is now 15% off. Katie's all-new Level 4 body armor is made in the USA and can withstand the toughest of rifle rounds. Why would you buy anything else?
That's Katie Armour's 15% off sale now through Memorial Day. Get your level 4 body armor while you still can. Go to katiearmour.com. That's CATIArmour.com. Come and take it.
From the makers of Blockit Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Blockit Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Super Don, we're having a great time at Autism One. I know you've been silent behind the wheel there, but keep it all going, my friend.
Oh, yeah. The wheels are still turning, no problem. And all of the interviews that you've done so far.
And you haven't even heard half of what's coming. So I need I need to relax. I need to kick back, relax. I need some warmth. I need some love. I got a lot of love here, but I want to get in my far infrared sauna at home, the relaxed sauna that I had for many years.
Yeah. You've been talking about that for a long
many
time.
Years.
That's your escape.
Yes. You remember my buddy Phil Wilson? We had him on from time to time. Every once in a while we're out on the show. I haven't seen him as much as I'd like, but he's here right now with me, Phil Wilson. He's here at Autism.
How are you?
Phil, so good to see you, my friend.
Yes.
You've always given the love. People are enjoying the saunas here. The portable nature of them is great, too. I've been utilizing mine for years, and we had Eric Leon, my good friend. He's a pharmacist. He evidently bought one from me, what, four years ago,
after
hearing it on the show?
Right. Yes, exactly.
And he came and complained, didn't he?
he wasn't complaining.
Not at all. He was
quite thrilled.
He was thrilled to see you.
It's helped his little boy, too, a lot.
No, exactly. That's the point. Anybody that gets this is thrilled and pleased. And if you've been thinking about far infrared, again, this is the kind of thing I was thinking, can we do something for my listeners? We haven't done it in a long time, and I'm just remembering at these events how much people really need to get that far infrared energy in. and also to sweat out. We've talked about the metals, the toxins, the persistent organic pollutants, things that can come out through the skin. We want to encourage that. We talk about reducing the burden on the liver and kidneys, and you've even, I remember, mentioned evidence of enhancement of liver or kidney function via this exposure to the infrared.
People definitely feel better. They feel relaxed, and more than anything, they say, how come I feel relaxed and I feel energy at the same time?
Mm-hmm.
See, because when it takes the impediments to get in your way of you being you, you're free of it, and therefore you're invigorated, and you can do what you want to do, and you have freedom, and you feel rejuvenated. And that's what I really like. It really puts, and this will do that for people who have autism or who have kids who have autism. It seems to get you into the body. It gets you into the body because it's warm love, and that warm love connects the parasympathetic and the synthetic nervous systems.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just totally amazing, you know, the results we've been having at this conference. People haven't sweated for the first time in ever.
Yeah.
Three people. One lady, her hand was all mangled or and carpal tunnel, and all of a sudden she could move it, and it felt free, and she bought a sauna just like that.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. It was amazing.
Well, listen, they're extraordinarily reasonable, and they're portable. I've had mine for years and years, and it's working just like the day it was made when you told me.
About 8-9 years.
Yeah. And, you know, you said, no, the stuff we're doing, it lasts. And you weren't joking. It
no.
does. And as I said, I've traveled with mine. Those of you who know, I like warm weather. I like hot. I like heat. I like to sweat. And if I'm going north, I'm bringing it with me. But Phil, it's just always great to see you. Of course, I want to do, let's make this a phone special for my listeners. And I know we got a limited time. I don't know what the calendar says. We're at the 24th, let's see, 24th to the 31st, maybe to like the 7th.
Yeah.
Like two weeks.
2 weeks.
So until May 7th. Let me make a note of that.
We'll give them the show special we're honoring here. We'll honor for your listeners.
Okay, so if you've thought about getting a far infrared sauna, this is one, it's instant on. You don't have to wait for it to heat up for 20 or 30 minutes. It is very reasonable. You can break it down, or you can keep it up, whatever, in your home
like I do. It's really quality. This isn't not well made. It's very well made. It has a $900 emitter. And that's what makes the relaxed sauna special. It's what emits the healing light. It's not like a $25 panel. It's a $900 emitter.
Yeah, no,
emitter.
This is good. This is the technology that has stood the test of time and the quality. And we are going to give it at $100 off. Is that right?
For the next two weeks?
Okay.
$100 off the internet special.
Off the internet special. Okay, so and you're going to do this by telephone. So you got to tell them RSV or Robert Scott Bell or the Robert Scott Bell Show. And if you do that when you call, here's the number. Get ready to write it down, folks. 800-533-4372. 800-533-4372. That also stands for H-E-R-B, for herb, if you will. 800-533-4372. $100 off next 2 weeks until May the 7th, 2015.
No, June 7th.
June 7th?
Yes.
Oh, we're in May. I need to get in the sauna. I'm losing it. I told you, I'm losing it. So thank you to Patty Finn. Thank you to Tammy Goldstein, of course. Thank you to Phil Wilson, who's here dropping by. It's so great to offer this great deal. Brian Hook and Diane Miller, and God bless you all for being here, everybody. The love that is flowing, the healing that is needing to happen. Phil Wilson, your good friend, and it's so good to see you as well.
It's always good to see you, Rob.
All right, remember, 800-533-4372. Take advantage, $100 off the internet special if you call up for the far infrared, the relaxed sauna, and mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. In the meantime, we'll be back with more powerful healing tomorrow. Y'all, you know what it is. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.